USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
World leaders reacting this morning to news that broke last night that President Trump and the First Lady have been diagnosed with COVID-19. India's Prime Minister quick to tweet his support, wishing the Trumps a quick recovery. Pakistan's Prime Minister wishing them a speedy recovery as well, as did the Prime Minister of Poland, President of the European Council, and the British government. Those positive test results for Mr. and Mrs. Trump came back shortly after a top Trump advisor, Hope Hicks, was diagnosed with COVID-19. Before the results came back last evening, President Trump was speaking at the annual Al Smith Charity Dinner, a New York political tradition.
A nation is strong because of Catholics and, frankly, people of all faiths. That is why, as president, one of my top priorities is to defend religious liberty.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Republicans in the Senate have been accusing Democrats of religious discrimination, including towards the Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. But the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans are using such accusations to purposely avoid talking about big issues like health care.
My colleagues on the other side would rather talk about anything besides the fact that their president, their party, and their Supreme Court nominee poses a dire threat to Americans' health care.
At least one Democratic U.S. senator is willing to sit down with the Supreme Court nominee Barrett, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, becoming the first Democrat known to do so on Thursday despite the meeting. Manchin earlier pledged not to support confirming Barrett before November's election. Some Democrats have declined to meet with Barrett for the same reason, arguing the seat shouldn't be filled until after a winner is declared. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
We told you at the top of this newscast that President Trump and the First Lady have tested positive for COVID-19. As for Vice President Mike Pence and his wife, news has just come that they've tested negative for it. They took tests this morning after President Trump and the First Lady were found to have tested positive last night. Pence is last known to have been in the company of President Trump on Tuesday when the two met in the Oval Office. News of the president's positive test keeps sinking oil prices, it seems. International benchmark Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate crude both down by about 4% this morning. In the case of Brent crude, it's down $1.60 a barrel to $39.33. The Denver Broncos getting their first win of the season, knocking off the Jets last night in Thursday night football played in the Meadowlands in northern New Jersey. The final 37-28, the Broncos' Melvin Gordon ran for 107 and two touchdowns. The Broncos are now 1-3. The Jets fall to 0-4. And the season premiere of Saturday Night Live is this weekend. It will feature a smaller-than-usual studio audience that will take COVID-19 protections. Chris Rock will be hosting the edition, and this year, Jim Carrey will be taking on the role of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.